This is back to the basics, man. We in a new location. We ain't gonna say this new home, cause we gonna be in some different locations. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But this is back with another one, man. Another.
It's your boy Jufa Two.
So boy, look.
And we got a superstar guest, man. A real special guest, man. Like family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But like. Yeah. I'm proud of this man right here. You feel me, young Day Money, man. How you feeling?
What's the deal, man? I'm in here with my guys. It's Day Money, aka Slay Money, man. Y'all know what the going on. Shout out to Jufa Two. Shout out Leaf, man. These real genuine good guys, man. From day one, I'm proud of everything they doing. Been proud since we were shorties. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody on the bigger and better things, man. Great I'm happy things. To be here. Appreciate y'all, boys.
No, appreciate you.
But yeah, so. before we get into your story and everything, like how you just said Slay Money. So I'm gonna give a quick story though. Like I was telling you before we got in the car game.
Mm-hmm.
So I had picked up Lil Cuz one night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I picked up Lil Cuz one night. They was about to have a sleepover, not a sleepover, but like, you know what I'm saying? They was about to have, I guess, a friend's over house. Her little friend come in.
Right.
I'm playing, no, there's no cap. This what blew me. I'm playing V's and Ray. A little bro get in the car. He say, hey, man, turn that off. He say, put on Slay. I look back at him. I'm like, who? You feel me? Like, but look though, I forgot. He like Slay. He like Slay Money. Day Money. I'm like, oh, that's a little problem. I'm like,
yeah.
He like, man, he the hardest in the city. I say you gonna be the first man to control my radio.
Shout out,
you feel me? You gonna be the first man to control my radio.
That's what
turned off V's. Turned off Ray. Put on some Slay, man.
No cap though.
Like Ariana, no, I'm not lying. I'm gonna find a little bro. You got to give him autograph. He your number one fan for that.
He
blew me. He came in and told me, turn that off, man.
For sure, shit. I sign all that.
No, we gotta get him. But no, though, like how we always just like how we said, bro. This back to the basics, bro. We all we want to go take it all the way back to a shorty, like. From where it started, like, just give a short story about like just who you are, and then we get into your career in a minute.
I'm Day Money, man. You know, but everybody close to me and those who know me, I'm Day. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying. I grew up on the East Side. I was born on 6 Mile in Dresden. My mama went to Osborne. My daddy from Linwood, but they migrated to the East Side. So you know what I'm saying, Ray. That's my uncle. On my dad's side, that's my dad's little brother, you know what I'm saying? But shit, man, I grew up like a regular kid, bro. I played sports, played football, played basketball, but I always had a love for rapping, and shit, you know? But I grew up like a regular kid, man. I had a great childhood. I always been like a popular type kid, you know what I'm saying? Cool guy, like just smooth, you know, but for sure. People was hating growing up, having a fight, being little all my life. You know what I'm saying? I just gained 140 pounds probably like 2 weeks ago. Like,
no cap,
you feel me? But just Slay, man, you know, I'm your baby, like I say. Shit, if you know me, you know.
So with that, you said, you know, you did a lot of things all the regular kids do, but what would you say, like, you had a lot of different passions. Was music damn near your first love out of all of them?
No, my first love was basketball.
Okay.
I was a serious hooper, bro. Like, I wasn't the coldest, but I hooped from, I made my first team in the fourth grade. I hooped all the way up to the 10th grade. Like, I used to love basketball, bro. Like, you feel me? I had the court in my backyard. Like, my backyard was the meet up and hoop spot. You feel me? Like, we used to be back there 21 deep playing 21. You feel me? Like,
I don't remember them days.
On my block, like I said, I wasn't the coldest, but on my block, I was the one. You feel me? I thought I was Allen Iverson and Melo in one body. I swear to God.
I used to come out the rim,
never, ever. I mastered that rim. No cap. I mastered that rim. I swear to God. But yeah, basketball was my first love. Shoes, Jordans. I used to draw Jordans. Like, you know what I'm saying? Custom Jordans that I wanted. But music has always been like, it always been there. And I didn't know I was in love with it till I got older, you know what I'm saying? But basketball, for sure, was my first love. Football, too. I played. I was Cole quarterback.
Actually, I want to piggyback on you saying basketball. Your first love, and it's actually mm-hmm. crazy. Like your art, and like you feel me. I didn't watch you like record a couple times, and how you do like hook up is like how somebody like work out. Like it's really
you don't really have a pattern.
Like you go in and you use it as art. Like how do you tie basketball? Like how do basketball and music like pay to play together? And you like you a huge basketball fan yourself,
you,
so
bro. Y'all
saying,
know we getting the real debates, like, and my analytics be accurate, bro.
You know what I'm
so Stephen like, Slay Smith, like no cap. Y'all boys better know. Y'all niggas better know. I ain't no slouch. You feel
so,
me?
You know what I'm saying? So like how do you tie those two together, bro? Like how do you put basketball? Like, how do you tie basketball into
it's
your
so
art
crazy,
of music?
Bro? Because I love basketball so much. Like music is like my. If a nigga had to retire from basketball, like what I'm about to do now, like music, I approach music the same way I feel like I would if I was a cold-ass hooper, you feel me? So I call the student gym. I'm always in the gym, you feel me? Like I'm working hard as hell. I'm putting up jumpers out. When I make songs and I'm just making them back-to-back, I call it putting up jumpers, you know what I'm saying? Or if it's three of us rapping, I'd be like, all right, layup line. Like that's literally how I think. Like, you feel me? I make a lot of basketball references, you know what I'm saying, in my music. My last album was completely Allen Iverson themed because that's my favorite player of all time. So,
yeah, with the jerseys. Like
yeah, exactly,
three.
Exactly. You feel me? So music and basketball is definitely hand-in-hand. Like, I still love them both, you know what I'm saying? So basketball and music, that shit is the perfect harmony to me. It fit for me, you know.
The funny thing about it is
like my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, my best friend G, was my best friend for down there 15 years, you know what I'm saying? Bro was amazing hooper, you feel me, all our life type shit. So I used to be with him, and I played for Kelly Middle School. I was cold over there, but when I seen them boys 6'3" in the 8th grade, I'm like, oh yeah.
Say this shit get real.
I always been around basketball, like since I was able to be around it from my friend, you know what I'm saying? Like I met a lot of my friends through basketball, like these boys, you feel me? Like these are the coldest in the city, still the coldest, you know what I'm saying? So shit, that's how it go. Like my brother Ed, I used to be at them boys games. Like I got coaches that know me, Coach G Ward, Coach Dixon, Coach Bo, you know what I'm saying? Like I was
went to Depths without going, and you was an honorary Depths member.
Hey, shout out to Pioneers, man. If you was there around them years when I was there, y'all know what's going on. I'm legendary through this, man. But no, basketball, man, was my first love. When I played 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So when I got to 7th grade, I went to Kelly Middle School and East Point and shit, you feel me? So my mama moved to East Point. We thinking it all sweet, copacetic. And East Point was cool, but that bitch was the hood, and I ain't know that, you feel me?
Okay.
So when I went to hoop, this was serious. Like, good hoop. I'm like, damn, hold on. I got to get this shit right. But I made the team. I started point guard 7th and 8th grade. We lost in the championship. I was hurt about that. I'm still hurt about that shit. Jaquizz Hall, you turned that ball over, bro.
He remember that man's name.
Turned that ball
damn,
over.
Damn, Quiz.
You turned that ball over, bro, when I was open, bro.
Quiz, you got to
under
you
the
gotta,
rim,
you
gang.
You got to get back off that,
you
Quiz.
I was under the rim, bro. It's 3 seconds left. He pushing. The fast break, though, it was off a free throw, so the defense is behind us. They throw the outlet. He pushing. I'm under the rim. I'm screaming for the ball, gang.
This nigga got
his game.
This nigga got the camera
gang,
on.
I'm
Mace
under the rim.
Story.
It ain't even like I'm
you
know, gang.
You remember off camera? He got the camera on Mace.
Yeah,
story,
for real, bro. I wish I had footage. No cap, bro. Good game. I'm not even thinking about it. Like I'm about to game it. I want to lay the ball up.
You just want some points.
I just want to lay this bitch up, bro, because I'm wide open like
a
regular
man
would.
Shit,
gang, he get picked from behind on the Trey Burke style. That's for the chip.
I know him be getting picked. He
and this man walks into the office and take his jersey off and give it to the coach and start crying. I'm quitting the team. We like, nigga, you turned the ball over.
Turn that bitch over.
And, eighth grade, I played football. I played football in the fifth grade, too, for the West Side. What the fuck is that team? What the fuck was we called? That play at Cooley. Oh, the fucking Warriors or whatever the hell we was. We sucked. Eighth grade, I played football, and I started at quarterback. And the way I played football, that shit was crazy. bro. Like, I was like Cam Newton on some real shit.
On my brother, saying superhuman.
On my brother T. Cook. On my brother T. Cook grade, bro. I started at quarterback and I started at corner also. You feel me? So the first game, they put me in that corner. Mind you, I ain't never played corner a day in my life, but we've been training all summer and shit. So I kind of got my little tactics and I had grew a little bit. We playing a weak ass school anyway. They suck, but let me get my get off of this shit. So they throw the ball. I pick it. I run it to the crib. This is not no skill. This is off all instinct of playing football in the backyard. So now I'm turning. I'm like, hold on. I just caught a pick. It's up. You feel me? They throw it again. Dog tips it off his helmet. I catch it. I'm back to the crib again. This is on my granddaddy, bro. On Tarani Good Grave. Next game, they start me at quarterback. I end the season. We went 6-0. We won the championship. I threw for 4 touchdowns. I ran for 2, and I ended with 2 picks. And that's my 1 year of football. My picture's still up at Kelly Middle School right now for winning the chip. Number 14. Do your homework. So, yeah. Yeah.
Could have just dropped the mic.
I was saying, my nigga just did say the hardest shit. No, he did just say the hardest.
Which is God, like, I was so interested in the story, yeah. The Knicks stats. So you say 6, I went 6-0.
6-0, yeah.
You got 2, how many touchdowns again?
6 all together, but 4 passing and 2 rushing.
Okay, so you feel me?
And 2 picks.
You're a real one for like throwing out the mistakes, bro. That's real talk.
I caught 2 picks. I didn't throw an interception game. We wasn't really throwing a ball like that, but
I didn't throw an interception.
I was like Brock Purdy. Like, when I do throw this, it's a tutty. Okay. Every time. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Brock who? Mm-hmm. Nah, gang. You don't want to be Brock Purdy.
No, I ain't even going to do it. But
yeah.
Brock Purdy and the 49ers.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. Shout out to you, boys.
Y'all boys all right, man. Y'all all right with me.
Hey, y'all boys paid my bills. But, yeah, no, so that was middle school. So going into high school, so where did you go to high school? First high school. I started off
high school at Cass Tech.
Boom.
I wasn't supposed to go there. I was going to go to East. It's East Point now. I was going to go to East Detroit. But I ain't going to lie. I looked at Cass. I'm like, this is where all the pretty girls that I'm going there. You feel me?
Gotta hit that.
All my boys from the hood. You feel me? And my guys, like, you feel me? Ones I'm still with today, a lot of them went to Cass. So I'm like, I'm going. I end up going to Cass. And I was still trying to hoop at the time. 9th grade, I got cut from the JV, first cut. I was 6. So 10th grade, I come back. I make it all the way. Like, all right, so another funny story about basketball and music and how it work out. So like I said, G, it's my homeboy. So bro was superstar at Cass. You know what I'm saying? Freshman starting. All of that. So 10th grade come around. It's a hype about him. You know what I'm saying? They trying to see what he going to do 10th grade. I'm still trying to make the JV squad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm making it cut by cut. So I get all the way down. G get in trouble. They send him down to the JV squad. To the JV squad, I mean. You feel me? So by this time, I hadn't made the team yet. But it was like practice squad or like some weird, like couple weeks before the season start. I still was there. Basically, you feel me? So I'm like, shit, I made it. You feel me? I'm here. So bro get in trouble one practice. And I think this is how I made the team, no cap. Bro get in trouble one practice. So for practice, he like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'm giving y'all niggas 40 today. I don't care. I'm going back up. I'm giving y'all niggas 40. I ain't about to be down here. So I'm down there like, damn. I'm trying to get on with you, guys.
Go
ahead and be cool. You 6'5", gang. Like, I got to work for this. You feel me? So, boom. He get the ball on the break. He try to bang on me. I go up with him. It was a bad miss, so it looked good on my part. Like, damn, he tough as nails. He ain't gonna let dog bang on him. Boom. Practice go on. Last shot of the practice, I think we was running to 100. So, it's 97. It's 98. 97 our way. My nigga Marcus Gibbs, shout out Mark. Shout out Mark, real Cass Tech legend. He was like Steph Curry. Mark get the ball on the break, pass it to me wide open in the corner, set my feet. I had black Jordan 20s on, too, at the time. Do your homework, goddamn it. Black Jordan 20s on, line my shit up. Coach say, give me your jersey sizes.
Made it off pure heart.
End up, I made the team, but at that point, I felt like I accomplished what I needed to accomplish. Like, I quit. I ain't even finished, bro, literally. Like, I just didn't want to play no more. I quit playing. I quit.
So that's 10th grade, right?
After that, that's how I started rapping. Like, literally, I started writing raps. Yeah. Hey, man.
So now we here. You got the rapping and that's how
I happened. I got kicked out of Cass that year, too. That was a very eventful school year in my life, now that I think about it. I got kicked out of Cass that same year, 10th grade.
Yeah.
That's about the same time y'all niggas start ending up on my couch.
12 o'clock,
middle of the day. Ain't y'all niggas supposed to be in school?
I wasn't smoking. I wasn't smoking yet, though.
Man, y'all niggas ended up on my couch. I was
I got kicked out of Cass for shooting dice and skipping and crazy shit.
We always like turn this, like, you feel me, a lesson, like, for the kids.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, no, like, so it's a perfect example. So you did get kicked out. You got kicked out of Cass. You got in trouble.
Which is a top academic high school in the country.
What a lot of people don't even know, you a couple credits, couple years, not like probably a year from your degree in school.
Yeah, I did two.
So you 2 years.
I did two, yeah. So
2 full years. And you feel me? Why you doing that?
No, not 2 full. It was one full, and then COVID stopped. So I think it was like a year and a half, maybe some shit like that.
But
yeah.
And but I'm saying, but then that's when you were still like coming up and rapping. So like even like talking to that. So turning into like you started getting in trouble, but you didn't stay in trouble.
Yeah.
You bounced back on that.
Yeah.
You still finished school.
Yeah.
And you still actually picked up a career, like a full career path. Mm-hmm. So what actually made you start rapping though, bro?
What made me start like I said, I always had a love for rap, you know. So I've been writing raps. Ray put me in the studio, I was 6 years old. Feel me? That's how I started writing and started making raps. So since I was 6, like just as a hobby, I've been writing raps. You know what I'm saying? Like just making myself get better. Cause in the back of my head, it was always like one day you might try. Like, you know, so all throughout high school, I was putting songs out on SoundCloud a little bit and people knew me and shit, you know. So I already was popular from being me, but people started knowing me like they can rap. You know how that shit used to go. But back then, everybody used to rap, you know. But when I was about to graduate, this when the White House studio opened. So as a young nigga, you just said, like, this around the time you used to come be on my couch, you feel me? Like, I was a young nigga, bro, just trying to find something to do because I ain't got no time. I got too much time on my hands and, you feel me, all type of shit. So I started going over to the White House and they was recording over there. But Ray, like, shit, if you going to be here, nigga, use the computer, huh? I mean, Skeddy, my cousin, he like, you gonna, you know, do something. So I wrote me a rap.
If you gonna do it, take it for real.
Yep, I wrote me a rap. And that bitch ended up being New 30. Yeah. Yep, from then
crazy.
On.
Damn, your first rap on Hopped On? That's crazy.
I had wrote Get Off too. I did New 30 and Get Off in the same day. Get Off is the video I shot when I was at prom. That's how young I was. Like, this was all going on while school was going on. I used to be coming home late as hell. My pops, real one though. You feel my pops on 100. Like, he used to be in the stool with me, still do. So, shit, school night, I'm at the stool, I'm working, you know.
That's like how my pops at the gym.
Yeah, like, availability though, and always being around it. Always being around it and having somebody to admire who's doing it. In my eyes, back then, people probably wasn't paying attention, but in my eyes, he doing it. You know what I'm saying? Always been doing it to the best of his ability. So that inspired me a lot. You know what I'm saying? The guys that I was around and the resources that was around me. You know, I had wordplay. You know, I always been good at English. Never failed an English class. So I've been knew how to write and it all came together, man, you know.
Oh, that's it. What could you say just looking back, watching how they move, like watching Pop Charlie, like code and shit you learned about them and how you even applied that to your music and your career?
Man, the coldest to me would probably be how we move. And it's not like we try hard to be different or do different, but we just move different, bro. You know what I'm saying? We move how we supposed to move, bro. We play shit by the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody perfect, but at the end of the day, we all hold each other up. We support each other. We make sure each other is good. You know what I'm saying? We keep everybody in line, period. And what happens between the family stays between the family, good, bad, up, down, or in the middle. So seeing them stand on their principles and how they move, how they treat their people, how they treat their kids, their families, you know what I'm saying? Random people in the street, like, that made me, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, these, it's my family. Like, this is, I'm really in it. You know what I'm saying? These boys serious. And you know what I'm saying? With music, like, we all had to work for it. You know what I'm saying? But watching Unk come up, watching V's, Los Nutty, White House guys, you know what I'm saying? We all doing this simultaneously at the same time. So it's just like knowing the real people and then seeing them apply that to their real career. That shit big for me, you know what I'm saying? But especially my uncle and my pops, for sure. Like, for sure, big influence on me, bro.
I feel that for sure. Like, I'm a firm believer in, like, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And then at the same time, nobody supports you because of what you're doing. They support you because of who you are.
Right.
At the end of the day.
And actually, that's one thing I was telling Leaf, you feel me? One thing I was telling Leaf when I was coming here, bro. Like, one thing I really, really respect about you, little bro.
Mm-hmm.
You is the same little nigga that was on my couch skipping school.
Appreciate that, bro.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, like, you the same, like, you the same goofy. No matter what, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that's what.
No matter where we at in the crowd, like, you feel me? You gonna stop, big, my baby?
No,
bro,
literally.
Go about your day, like, that's something. That's what I respect literally, that, little bro. Man, like, don't change,
for sure,
bro.
Sure,
like,
bro.
No, for real, don't change, bro.
People be thinking I practice my demeanor about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm nonchalant, but at the same time, I'm still.
You've been the same way since you was 15.
Like, I've always been like this, bro. You feel me? And I feel like I'm gonna always be like this because, you feel me? With, you don't judge a book by its cover. The shit that's inside, shit real, man. That's all I'm gonna say. So, appreciate y'all, boys, man. Y'all been the same since I was 15. You feel me? Or we wouldn't be here. You know, like, niggas stay solid, bro. Been solid. I done seen y'all niggas grind. You feel me? I done seen both of y'all grind. Sleep. I remember being at your house, sleeping on your couch. Your ankle was. We still went to go hoop. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit for real, bro.
I forgot you ain't got no ankles.
We went to Macomb.
We was up at Macomb.
Bro, I'd have been at every gym in the city. For real. Okay. Hey, one time I remember I had went to UAD with Ed, right? What was that black boy head coach name? Barry?
Bakari.
We walk in, so I'm down there amazed. They got a real weight training facility and ice baths and got shit they name it.
It's cold.
Like, man, I should have been here. Bakari walk out. So, mind you, we young as hell. I'm fried. It looking crazy. You feel me? White tee on, hoop shirt, shooting jumpers in the gym. Bro getting some paperwork or something done. So, I'm like, I'm sorry, coach. I apologize. I don't mean to be rude. He like, you day money. I know you. I'm like, damn. Oh. Coach, are you a D? Know me? That's crazy. Shoot more jumpers.
Okay. Gotta shoot more jumpers. No, to piggyback on the question that Leaf asked about you, like, watching, you feel me, like, watching Big Bro, like, growing, yeah. I mean, watching Unk, and then, like, growing under, like, you feel me, team inside, like, watching that. What goes into, like, a recording process for you? Like, take me in, like, the room of, like, they money, like, get the folks what they really, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you make a different character of a Slay? How do you come up with, what you got, 9 projects, little bro?
I think we'll go 7.
I'm saying, including, like, the collabs, world tour, and we probably on 10.
I think I got, like, 10 or 11 projects all together.
You're probably about 10.
Yeah, with collabs and stuff. And solo, I got 7 tapes. 6 going on.
23. Yeah. 23. And you started rapping that one.
All right, so look.
So,
let
me
put it to you like this.
That,
each mixtape is a different year of my life.
Talk to us about it.
And I kind of plan that strategically because it's like I always wanted my fans to grow with my music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to answer your question about the recording process, but I just wanted to tell you.
Take us through the art.
I want my fans to grow with me through my music. So each year, you know what I'm saying? From when I lived TC, I was 18 years old. bro had just died. Misconduct. I was 19 going on 20. Slight season, I was 20. Slight season 2, I was 21. Slight season 3, I'm 22. You know what I'm saying? Slayer's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, and each project, I feel like it's growth in each one. You know what I'm saying? From the beginning to right now. So, you feel me? I do that strategically. Like, if people didn't know that, that's a fun fact. But my recording process, first and foremost, man, we got to have food. I got to eat. And I ain't going to lie. But I got to hear the beat. And I don't write. You know, sometimes I write, like, a bar or, like, a word that I want to focus in on, like, just randomly if I'm in traffic or at the crib or doing whatever I'm doing. But I'm more so of a feel the music type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to feel it. The beat got to talk to me. And when I start hearing my verse in my head, I'm listening to the beat, it'd be like, all right, bet this the one. So I pull the beat up and my be on me because they'd be like, bro, you record fast. Like, I go in there and I really be already knowing what I'm about to say. You know what I'm saying? I lay it down. Like, and in certain songs, like the ones that's longer, once I get past the point of what I already thought of in my head, then that's when I start, like, freestyling. You know what I'm saying? Like, and letting it flow a little more, even though I didn't write any of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's when the feeling come in. So my recording process is pretty simple, if you ask me. I'd have seen a lot of guys who take too long, rush they self or be crazy in the studio, bro. I make it as easy on myself as possible in the engineer and not like dumbing it down, just like literally recording. It's not that hard, gang, and it don't take that long if you actually sweet. That's how I feel about it. So, it's like the gym to me, bro. Like, come on, what you in the gym for if you playing, gang? Mm-hmm. Get to your spots, hit your shots. We on to the, you know.
Literally, I say that shit all the time. Like you said, shit, I'm getting shots up.
Well, literally, I'm putting shots up. Literally a drill. Gang.
So what I want to ask, out of all the projects you got now, like, what would you say is your personal favorite? And is it that first
Slay
baby, the first
Slay one? Season 2.
Slay Season 2?
Slay Season 2, automatically. I had just turned 21, bro. And I was not my first time living alone, because I had college and shit, but it was my first time living alone, you know what I'm saying? I was getting new rap monies when I first started seeing thousands of dollars off of my music, you know what I'm saying, seeing what it can do for me. And shit, I'm getting booked for shows, you know what I'm saying, I'm going on tours now. Like, so throughout that project, you can hear me, like, just, I don't know, bro, I feel like I put my soul in that bitch real. Like, you can hear the work ethic, you can hear where I was, you can hear the days where I was broke down crying. Feel me, like, mm-hmm. In the studio with tears in my eyes, hungry, but I still want to make this song. Then you can hear the songs where I'm in my bag and shit's happening, and you can feel mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying? Like, live fast, sip slow. Like, you feel me? You listen to that, you gotta automatically crazy. Have a good day. Like, that's one of them ones. And yeah. Then, like, no fun. You feel me? I had lost a lot of people that year. You feel me? I fucked up. I was dead broke. You feel me? Like, I was hurting. You feel me? So, I love that project because I got real emotions, like, tied to that project. I got emotions tied to all of them, but that one, I remember everything I did while I was making that tape. Like, I hold that tape near and dear to my heart, and I think that's the one that, even though Slay Season 1 did with Lucky on there, I think that project is what's made people take me serious as a solo artist.
Two is crazy.
Two for sure.
And I think that's why people with your shit so much, even when I listen to your music, like, you could tell when somebody just rapping the rap makes me, like, you, like you said, you put your emotion, your raw energy into that.
Real, bro.
And you, like you treat like basketball, like LeBron, like, you have got better every year, bro.
Yeah, that's sure. Like, I try to treat my career like an NBA name. Like,
yeah.
I got to
get better
every year. I
got
to get better every day. Feel me? Like, no
every, kidding. Every project you've gotten
you add 1% every day to the pot. Gonna get where you need to be, and that's where I'm at. That's what I've been telling myself, and it's been working for sure.
And actually, I just want you to kind of speak to it. A lot of people think like this shit was like kind of came easy to you because of like so caught up, like, you know, who you are, what you caught up, like, but I already know, like, that shit didn't even come easy. Like, niggas was broke, like, niggas was hungry, like, it was hard to actually get to where you gotta go. Like, the process
understand, like,
you know,
And I ain't never really spoke on it, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been getting it my whole life. Like, you right nephew. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I am. That's my uncle. That's my blood. That's my big brother at the end of the day. If we both ain't rapped, that's still my uncle. I'm going to love him and treat him and admire that man the same way. But as far as people thinking that it came easy, hell no, it ain't come easy.
No, talk to it.
No, it ain't come easy. And excuse my language, but I'm 23 years old. I've been rapping for 5 years now. Y'all think it came easy? Was y'all there when I had to sweat in the White House with no heat? I mean, no air, no money. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to eat. Was y'all there when I made my first mixtape in college? Skipping college, coming home to record. You know what I'm saying? Jumping on the Greyhound to come home and make music. Skipping out on college that I got my mama paying for. Feel me? Like, do y'all really think it was easy? Like, y'all think everything was handed to me? Like, none of it was handed to me. You know what was handed to me? The opportunity. Ain't nobody else handed me nothing. You know what I'm saying? And when that man handed me that opportunity, he was nowhere near his peak. Yes, he was still as great as a musician, as an artist, but at that time, it still was a struggle. We was 10 rappers deep in the house trying to figure it out. You feel me? Like, so I don't really pay attention to the it came easy, you right nephew, you know what I'm saying, all of that, because end of the day, bro, come on, man, I'm that bro. I got 600,000 monthly streamers on Spotify. I have 55 million all-time plays. Big amounts, of dollars. Like feel me? So
Look, bro, that's deep though. Like what you just said, but like really believing, like what it takes, like the confidence you have in yourself. One, how you speaking, like that's like mm-hmm. I said, you always been like that since you was 15. But how you said, look, bro, how you was skipping school, you was spending your last to get on the train to come back home. You was 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. A lot. That's what a definition of taking a risk. When I'm talking to kids, like a lot of kids think taking a risk is like doing something dumb mm-hmm. to get in trouble, doing something mm-hmm. dumb to get themselves locked up. Like
yeah, all this is going on in the midst of still hustling day to day, trying to make money. But
this
money,
is definition
you know?
Of really right. taking a risk, though. Taking a risk yeah, of betting yeah. on yourself, mm-hmm. and like exactly. you know what I'm saying. And you like you said, you like mom's not even knowing you skipping out. You mm-hmm. she paying for school, but like look what is paid off. Like her baby literally
and
a superstar.
Not to cut you off, Drew, but
no, go ahead.
Betting on myself has always been a thing with me from playing quarterback, from me being mad at dog, not passing the ball under the rim,
for real.
From me making JV for hitting a corner shot and going up and jumping with a nigga I know could put me in the bucket.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Dropping out of school to pursue my rap career when it's COVID.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, bro, betting on myself is a big thing with me because I feel like I can do anything. I have the capabilities, the intelligence, and all around, I have the fucking talent to do what need to be done. So I'm going to always bet on myself. Forever, it's been like that since a kid. I'm going to take the risk. It's me. I got to. So.
Nah, that's what make you one of them ones, though. Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate for sure. y'all though, for recognizing that, man. Right,
for
real.
Sure. You see it. It's like you said earlier, just watching how you played when you was younger to how you is now. Like mm-hmm. you said, same nigga, but we could tell. Like we see the growth.
Appreciate that.
Easy to see.
I ain't the smartest man in the world. I was a young slow too. I wasn't no crash dummy. I just enjoy having fun and being with my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
So like
chasing
now,
girls and
yeah. So not like that. You are like you feel me. You do have your own name, bro. What are some challenges that you go through? Still like trying to be 23 though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like a young like from Detroit, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, but in this light,
the hard part probably be like trying to make myself feel like I'm not old. Like I be feeling like damn, I've been rapping. 5 years, you feel me? I've been outside going to the club and shit, so I was 14. Like, am I getting old? But then it hit me, like, I look at Ray, I look at a GT, I look at Future. You know what I'm saying? I study, bro, I do my homework. So I be like, man, bro, 38, and he's still pushing. He's $100 million, man. Kanye West, 45, he's still putting out some of the greatest work of his life. You know what I'm saying? So the challenge is me telling myself, like, bro, you still got time. Now you don't have to be perfect, but I just feel like all everything I've done, where I've been, the steps I've made, ain't no going back to anything below that. You know what I'm saying? So I put a lot of pressure on myself to be great. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it get the best of me, but I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself. That's the challenge, being in my own head.
Sure. That's how that shit go, though. I ain't gonna lie, but I feel like that's what make people, certain ones great, though. Like, if you ain't doing that shit, like, you ain't the hardest, you know, yourself accountable, nigga. You don't, wherever you say you want to be, you don't want to be there for real at the end of the day. So even just with that, too, like you saying, I'm the same way. I study things. I do my homework.
Yeah, you a Taurus, ain't you?
Aries.
Aries,
okay. But study niggas, do my homework. Like the ones I see, they in a certain position, like them. Right. I want to get there one day.
Man, let me see idol, what they bro. Do. Kanye, that's my idol. That's my number one of all time.
So one thing I want to ask too, like even just tapping into that, seeing them and how they play all they different lanes. Like I say, we know you one of the ones. I could tell you a smart nigga. You're not just gonna be boxed in a rapper. So what's something like your fans might not know, you ain't sure yet, like, okay, when I'ma still rap, but when I, you know, get into other shit, what's something that we can see you doing?
I wanna be an actor. I wanna be like Denzel Washington, bro. I'm very big on movies. I watch a lot of movies, bro. I'm a big movie buff. I would even write movies, you know what I'm saying? But I love cinematic stuff, man. Like my favorite movie is Heat all the time. Like, and then two would be Pulp Fiction. Like, I'm very into movies, bro. I study a lot. That's how I come up with a lot of my ideas and a lot of, I wouldn't say gimmicks, but my ideas and my creativity for my projects and certain songs and videos is from watching movies. I take 2 weeks out to chill, watch movies, and literally write down, like, okay, I got to do this. I'm taking this from here. I'm taking this from here.
That's right. From
that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very into movies. I want to act for show, and I love fashion. I want to actually have my own brand, my own luxury, like, clothing brand for the guys. You want girls, too, you know. Definitely got some big endeavors, man, that I'm embarking on, so.
So you're going to see my on the big screen, so you're going to be Denzel on that.
For sure, yes, for sure. Check! Lil' Meech, I'm a better, hey, which kind, Lil' Meech, I'm a better actor than you.
Nah.
Oh, shout out Meech, man. Shout out Meech, man. That's my guy right there. Shout out Meech.
But by you being 23, bro, what is some like? What is probably the biggest accomplishment you say you've got so far? I know you haven't reached your highest goal, bro. Sometimes you gotta sit down and think like, shit. Yeah, I did do that.
When I had first got paid, like when I first got the deal and stuff. I paid my mama rent up for a couple months. That shit made me feel like, man, I don't know. That shit made me feel so good, bro. Like, that shit made me feel so good. My biggest accomplishment probably would be making my parents proud, making my family proud, making my homies proud. You feel me? The people that really know me from the soil, because I've been through a lot, you know what I'm saying, personally. You know what I'm saying? A lot of ups and downs. Seeing people be proud of me and appreciate the work that I've put into my craft, like, that's my biggest accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? I feel like money, I mean, come on now, we getting this shit. You know, that's an accomplishment. Yes, it's a goal, but it's not about that. I feel like it's more about the organic shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That really make you feel whole when we talking accomplishments, you know?
Money's just a byproduct.
It's no piece of paper or trophy that anybody could give me that would make me feel better than seeing my mama and my daddy smile and saying they proud of me, bro. That's worth more than a lot of shit. So.
No fake. We got a project coming up, too. Mm-hmm. We got a project coming up, man.
Yes, sir.
So we got Rockstar Lifestyle,
too. Rockstar Lifestyle, too, baby. Yep. If you remember that first one, that was a real. That's one of them one. Oh, damn, Rockstar Lifestyle. Damn, so I probably got 8 solo mixes.
Oh, boy, work. Wow.
So that's 11 total.
We going to look it up, man.
We going to have to see. We got to do our homework.
Somebody look it up.
So you say a lot of your music, too, like, it's about certain phases in your life. And that's where you draw your inspiration from. So just let the fans know, man, what can we expect on this one?
Oh, y'all can expect like the story of a who started rapping, who is my life, bro. In the album, like it's like the book about my rock star lifestyle, how it goes, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. You know what I'm saying? The money, just you know, you get to hear about in detail what it's like from my perspective, you know, and what I go through with it since the last Rockstar Lifestyle. That's how I would put it. So yeah. It's like a summary of my life in this time period from these projects.
Any top collabs on there that you got, or you just went, they just gotta go get that, they just gotta go get it to see?
I got Face on there, I got V's, I got Junie from DC. I got Caribou. And I think I'm gonna hold the rest. Yeah.
Okay. Who is somebody that you actually wanna work with that you haven't worked with yet? Like who's your dream feature?
Young Thug.
Free gang, man.
Playboi Carti. Kanye West. Sade.
You school. My baby school.
Kiss of Life is my favorite song.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because it really must have been an angel by my side. A lot of
no cap. So, shit, I want to know on this project, what's your personal favorite? What's the hardest song you think on that you dropped?
Mini Me. That's my personal favorite. And All Night. I'm stuck between which one better, but All Night, that bitch. Mini Me, that bitch. Man, this shit got man, listen, man. Mini Me and All Night, them my two favorites for sure. For sure. 100%. But all that shit hard as fuck. I can't wait till y'all tell me y'all favorite.
All facts. I'm gonna be looking forward to Mini Me and All Night. Mm-hmm. Say less.
I'm gonna play it for y'all boys too. So.
Hell yeah, I gotta hear that shit.
Like, what is y'all definition of just going? Like, you literally just go to the studio and just be in the studio and rap. Is that y'all in the gym? Like, what is, like, what is a rap? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is a rapper, bro? Know what I'm saying? Like, I have a kid. If you ask me, like, what is a hooper? I could tell a kid how to be a hooper. I could tell a kid how to be, but rapping is such an art, like, a hooper art, too. But you could, like, but what is a rapper, though?
That's what I was just about to say that, like, to me, that's really, like, what you just said is just being an artist overall. Like, the same way I hoop is the same way I rap type shit. That shit translate. How you do one thing is how you do everything, literally. So I look at that shit as art in general.
Hey, not to cut you off, Leaf, now that you said that, I rap how I hoop. Makes a lot of sense with me because sometimes I do a lot of Ivo shit and try to hit crazy shots because I think I'm that damn good. So
No, for real,
being an artist for me, man, it's like shit is my job, bro. It's my livelihood. You know what I'm saying? This shit take care of me and it help my people. So it's shit everything to me, bro. Like my career, that's my kid. I gotta take care of it with care. I have to do things. I have to meet certain times and certain dates, you know what I'm saying, and do shit by the book. So me trying to be more professional and all of that, that's what it is to me.
How tough is that, bro? But actually, you feel me, being where you from, being like growing up where you grew up and now like, oh, this is real. Like this is like you do. Like how you said, you gotta play by the book. You are on other people's time schedules, shit. You know what I'm saying? Your name's signed on the dotted line. Like, you got deadlines you need to meet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your schedule is tight. Like, how is it, like, being, like, shit, slay?
Man, that shit, I'm still navigating through it, man. You know, when I first got signed to Empire, I was 21 years old going on 22, bro. I feel like I was younger, like I was a kid as far as mentally. I'm still growing, but I was a kid, bro, with a bag, you know what I'm saying? So at first it was more so all about having fun and you know what I'm saying, I wasn't doing shit the right way. Like I didn't really understand how important and how real this shit was to be meeting these deadlines, turn this in on time, talk to this producer, talk to, you know what I'm saying, had this lawyer, had this shit ready, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew it all, you know what I'm saying? But just as far as the professionalism of it, that was something that I really had to work on in the beginning stages. But as I got used to it, and of course, you know what I'm saying, everything is going immaculate for me. So it was just all about, you got to tighten up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to tighten up these loose ends, the small shit, the fundamentals. You feel me?
So, back to the basics, boy.
Back to the basics, you know. So once I got my fundamentals back together, that's when shit started being better for me. Now I'm doing shit on time. Making this deadline, I'm making this flight, I'm in this city and in this city, and I'm back to the crib. And you know what I'm saying? Doing shit the right way, and it started working out for me. So,
yeah.
And that was that. That shit was tough, but it's happening, baby. I'm doing it, goddamn it.
No, I feel like, too, like, even that whole phase you just talking about, that's like transition. The way I look at that shit, you transitioning the way we play it from a hustler to a businessman.
Yeah.
Know how to hustle. Yeah, we can go get to it, but it's a difference, and that's what I be trying to tell my youngs. Like, no, it's a difference between being a hustler and a businessman.
Yeah, it is.
That hustle gonna get you there, but when it's time, like you say, all right, now we got deadlines. We got, you know, I got obligations. I got shit I gotta meet. All right, now we got to transition to this businessman. But that's why,
for real,
for
real, bro.
Oh
yeah. So that transition, I'm so grateful for it. Because I went through a lot. I went to rock bottom going through that transition, trying to figure out how to be a grown man with a deal with, you feel me, with a bag, with fame, with clout, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with family, friends. I done dealt with a lot with this shit, bro, you know what I'm saying? I done had relationships fall off, friendships fall off, you know what I'm saying? But it's all growing pains. It all come with the process, you know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful and appreciative of all of it, for sure, for sure. I wouldn't trade it for nothing, you know. It is what it is. It's the lifestyle I chose, the route that I chose, what I want to do with it for the rest of my life. So I'm taking everything that come with it, and I'm making lemons out of lemonade. I mean, lemonade out of lemons every time.
You got to.
Period.
Like how you was just saying, like, going back to a slave seat. I mean,
Rockstar lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Too. You feel me? It's coming out. Next month or whatever.
Yep. March 1st.
What's something special you got for? Like, what's something you got coming? You got anything like any like hype promos coming for? You got something special?
Yeah, man.
You want to drop that? Anybody want to look for?
We doing this album release party, man. February 29th. If you in the private location, make sure y'all tap in for it, man. But we gonna be doing fan giveaways. You know, if you answer these trivia questions right, one of my biggest fans, you get to hang with their money for the day. But all fans is welcome to come and enjoy the festivities and listen to the new music that y'all been begging me for a year. So, you know, that's what I got coming for the fans right now as far as charitable things.
I really even appreciate you taking your busy time to come kick it with the guys.
No problem, bro. Sure. No problem.
Yeah.
I'll call y'all and do this.
I really appreciate it. And just giving the story of being the golden baby. Shit, like answering the bell, not fumbling, like technically the bag. You know what I mean? Like,
I'd have fumbled bags.
But no, I'm talking about not fumbling the bag. I'm talking about by like the pressure by being on you, by you technically being like I said, people thought it was easy, but you like, bro, you done made your own name now.
You know how LeBron first got drafted and they like, he's a chosen one. He got the potential to be this, be this, be this, be this, be this, be that.
Yeah.
But he always gonna be up under Jordan or even like Kobe. I literally align myself with Kobe a lot because Kobe was, he was hyped up. He was that nigga coming out of high school. But guess what? He still was on the bench. Still had to work his way back up into being Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying? So I feel a lot of Kobe. I really feel like I'm Mamba.
My baby just dropped a real gem on y'all, though, for all my Kobe niggas. Nah, y'all ain't hear what he just said.
If you know, you know.
You know.
They told me I couldn't do this without. They told Kobe he couldn't win without. Guess what I still did, and guess what Kobe still did.
No
we
cap.
We don't get this one.
We won.
We won.
So, we'll keep winning. No fake. Yeah, no, man. So, like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, I do got one more question for you. This is what I ask every rap nigga.
Hit me with it, Brody.
give me your, I ain't even gonna say off the new project, but everybody got that personal or that top three. Like, give me your hardest bar you ever said, coldest shit that came out your mouth. Every they personal favorites.
I just told they ass yesterday. Came up dropping fire. I mean, I came up dropping fire. Yeah, I'm Oppenheimer. If you know who Oppenheimer is, then you know. Mm-hmm. Oppenheimer came up off dropping big ass nukes and atomic bombs on. That's what I do.
So basically, you say your heart shit, your nuke.
I can't put a finger on it, bro. But yeah.
So
I
got that
rock star
lifestyle.
Yeah, man. You nigga,
no, really in trouble. Yeah. And back to the basics, we'll be at the release party, man.
Okay.
Something special. We got something special for
you. Okay.
It. But yeah, though. Yeah.
Like shout out my guys, man. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with Back to the Basics, man. Real ones, sir. Good conversation, genuine vibes. Real day one solid guys, man. So shout out Back to the Basics. It's Slay Money World Tour Mafia, Rockstar Lifestyle 2, March 1st. Make sure y'all go get that, man.
Yes, sir. It's your boy Drew for 2.
Up your show, boy. Look.
Like I told you, man, it's Back to the Basics. We got another one.
Let's get it.